40 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington. Linked by parentage and marriage to some of the biggest names in the pop music history, Lisa Marie Presley has died suddenly after an emergency call and hospitalization. Correspondent Danya Backus.
Born into music royalty, Lisa Marie Presley was the only child of Elvis and Priscilla Presley. Lisa Marie lived in his Graceland estate in Memphis until her parents separated when she was four. She was nine when Elvis died in 1977 of apparent heart failure from the use of prescription drugs. On the 40th anniversary of his death, Lisa Marie served as a torchbearer at a Graceland memorial. In the summer of 2022, Presley honored her father as the movie biopic Elvis premiered.
It's a very special moment for all of us. We feel incredibly honored.
Lisa Marie Presley was 54 years old. Weather is major news in the South and continues that way in the West, too, starting with a storm that's now blamed for at least seven deaths, most of them in central Alabama. Bobby Seiler lives in Hale County.
Well, I think I was blessed with enough sense to get out of here before the tornado hit. I've lost everything that I own, but other than that, I've got my life and I'm in good health.
The rough weather has also hit Georgia and the Carolinas, while in now seriously wet California.
Still a player in the West. Significant parade of storms here. 5 to 8 more inches of rain from atmospheric rivers in Northern California. A lot of that rain rolls down into Southern California into the weekend.
Mike Bettis at the Weather Channel. Now to Washington, where Attorney General Merrick Garland's appointed a special counsel to look into sensitive government documents found where they should not have been. A former private office in the Delaware home of President Biden.
I'm Stephen Portnoy at the White House. The president says the classified records found at his home were stored in his personal library and near his most prized car.
And by the way, my Corvette's in a locked garage.
The White House counsel's office says it's confident a thorough review will show the storage of classified documents in Wilmington and at the president's think tank office to have been an inadvertent mistake. Biden aides never disclosed the fact that the FBI went to the president's home to retrieve the papers, which the Justice Department says were first found 3 weeks ago.
The White House rejects comparisons to the classified documents taken from ex-President Trump. There are significant differences in the circumstances. On the Health Watch, prostate cancer deaths on the rise again.
More than 290,000 individuals will hear that they have prostate cancer this year.
That in a new report from the American Cancer Society, its CEO, Dr. Karen Knudsen, urging people to start taking a blood test to screen for possible prostate cancer beginning around the age of 50. New study shows ExxonMobil scientists were remarkably accurate in their predictions about global warming decades ago. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
The Devil's Advocates.
The conservative dating app, The Right Stuff, is failing 3 months after launch. In October, the app, The Right Stuff, had just 11,000 downloads.
The profile creation process also asked users to list their thoughts about the January 6th Capitol riots. Two reviewers claimed that FBI and police officers visited their homes after filling out their profiles.
The political party that is The Devil's Advocates radio show, live weekdays from 4 to 6 p.m.
27% of the American workforce, and some even say 30%, were in unions who had representation and who clearly did not have to worry about whether or not they were going to get their fair share. But I'm definitely going to fight for people who get the short end of the stick in this society only because they don't have representation. That's who I am.
Check out the Earl Ingram Show every day from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. only on WAUK 540 a.m. 101 FM, The Shaw.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk from Big Bend to Menominee Falls. Always streaming at
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome back to the second hour of our program. On the line with us is Phil Itner, the veteran American war correspondent who is stationed in Kyiv, Ukraine. He is Phil Itner on YouTube. He's got a video blog there if you want to check it out. And also on Twitter, it's Philip Itner, I-T-T-N-E-R, Philip with one L, one P, or two Ps, I guess, you know, beginning and end. And Phil, welcome back to the program. How is life? The last time we talked, things were pretty grim there. You all were under assault from the Russians.
We had just suffered a major attack over the kind of holiday period. Things are okay here. We, you know, touch wood, in the capital have not been subject to an attack, a significant attack in quite a few days, and let's hope it stays that way. The weather has turned colder. We had a little brief period of amazingly mild weather, but it's turned cold once again. But the real story, I think, internally here within Ukraine, a number of important stories, but of course the fighting out in the east has intensified, and we've seen some gains by the Russian forces, but it's in dispute exactly what has been achieved in a place called Soledar, which is translated, roughly translated, means salt city. There's an enormous salt mine out near a town near Bakhmut, where the Russians have been pushing for, well, months, really, to try and conquer this relatively inconsequential stretch of land. But they seem to think it's strategically important. And as a result of the fighting out in Soledar, there was an open dispute between a friend of Putin's who runs a kind of a mercenary group called the Wagner Group, notorious globally. They claimed that they had actually seized the city in its entirety, but the Russian military, who of course doesn't want to be upstaged by a bunch of mercenaries, said that they agreed, oddly enough, with the Ukrainian military in saying that, no, the Wagner Group had not conquered Soledar entirely. And then I think also, as a knock-on effect, and this is all wrapped up together, I suspect, Tom, there's been this major announcement out of the Kremlin that the head of the war here, the Russian military efforts here, that they would get rid of a guy by the name of, well, his nom de guerre was the Butcher of Aleppo, his General Soledar, Sodorovikin, and he would be replaced by Gerasimov, and it shows that there's an internal power struggle, that there's a split, there's a divide, and that power is being shifted around the center, because Putin's image of being the indomitable leader of the country is now being questioned because this war is going so poorly.
It seems, and in fact, that was going to be my question, was Gerasimov's replacing... Sorovikin. Wondering what does that mean? I mean, was he replaced, like, in charge of the whole Russian army or in charge of the Ukrainian operation?
it gets a little complicated, Tom, and I'll try and break it down as best I can. So Gerasimov led the initial invasion back in February 24th of last year. He is a much maligned character within Russia, especially in the kind of extremist elements within Russia who aren't against the war. What they're against is that they perceive Russia's military as wearing kid gloves in this conflict. The Ukrainians, of course, would not agree, and nor would I. But that's the impression from the extremist hawks in Russia, and they do not like Gerasimov. But the problem is, Sorovikin is a guy who he was brought in as kind of as I say, his nom de guerre is the Butcher of Aleppo. He was brought in to be a strong arm and to actually get some, you know, wins on the scorecard for Russia, and he just simply hasn't done it. And he has his enemies also in Russia. So it seems like there's this very serious power structure, power struggle going on. So Sorovikin is sent to pasture. That's what we know. Gerasimov, who was the head, he was the chief of staff. He was in charge of the entire Russian military, army, navy, air force. In many ways, this is kind of being a demotion for him because he is being brought in to now take back control, but he was maligned because of the failed initial invasion.
So it's sort of like
all of this turmoil is going on. Yeah,
it's sort of like sending the joint chiefs, the head of the joint. Joint chiefs or the secretary of defense.
If we send
Vietnam,
right? If we send Milley, right? Exactly right. You don't send your, you know, the guy who's in charge of all facets of your military to fixate on this one particular thing. In many ways, it is being seen as a kind of a demotion in many ways.
Right.
But there's also another question, Tom, and there's a lot of talking going on right now about this major shift in this kind of rotating, almost kind of like, you know, what's the game we all used to play as kids where you go from one seat to the another?
Musical chairs,
you know, yeah, it's this musical chairs thing going on. There's a lot of talk, scuttlebutt going on that Sorovikin was a guy who also spoke to Putin in frank terms and told him the realities on the ground here. He was the one that convinced Putin, publicly to pull back troops from Kherson and pull back from that major city in the south of Ukraine. He is seen as a guy who he's a bit of a brute. He's a aggressive guy, and he will speak directly to Putin. And it's thought in many ways that perhaps Vladimir Putin didn't like what Sorovikin was telling him, so he brought in his old buddy Gerasimov. But again, all of this combined is just showing that there's turmoil in Russia. This doesn't happen publicly.
Yeah, this sounds an awful lot like
couldn't imagine this 5 years ago.
Yeah, it sounds an awful lot like the situation in Germany in the last 4 or 5 months of World War II. We are now in Oklahoma, I think, training Ukrainian soldiers on how to use our Patriot anti-missile, air defense systems. I'm assuming it's going to take a while for them to get on the ground in Ukraine. I mean, how is it going shooting down these? You've got the drones from Iran. And then you've got Russian bombers that are carrying cruise missiles that they're shooting from these bombers, into places like Kyiv where you are. What's the situation with regard to all this?
Well, that Patriot missile system, that battery that's going to be delivered to Ukraine. And I'm 95% correct, sure here that it's just the one battery that's coming at this point. And that will obviously necessarily be put in the capital to create a defensive system against Russia's continued air attack. Now, you don't want to be shooting a Patriot missile at an Iranian drone. So there's a number of different arrows in Ukraine's quiver that they can use for different defensive measures when it comes to air defense. And the air defense is really quite good, but the fear is that they could, the Russians might get to a desperate point where they start to use indiscriminate bombing or larger range or larger war-headed missiles. There's talk of a lot of basically Scuds, that kind of
like
size
they did in Aleppo.
Missile that the Russians. Exactly right. Exactly right. And they're going to need a Patriot system to shoot down that kind of munition if Russia indeed does start firing it. And there's talk that Moscow and Tehran are close to a deal on that kind of that medium range, really large warhead missile system. So if the Patriot can get here, say in the next, you know, month or two, which is speaking to my military contacts, it's entirely possible that that might happen. Then we can set up a defensive dome around the Capitol, and that's really what the Patriots are for.
Yeah.
But what's happening also right now concurrently is, aside from an air defensive system, there's a lot of talk about getting tanks in here as quickly as possible,
right,
because
Bradley
there's
fighting vehicles.
Expectation. Well, our Bradley fighting vehicles, but more than that, there's a talk of main battle tanks. Right now, there's a dispute over German Leopards perhaps coming here. The British have pledged some of their Challenger main battle tanks. Mm-hmm. These are the 70-ton behemoth tanks that roam the modern battlefield, and by no means are they obsolete. This right. would be a huge deal. Now, I myself have been in a Bradley fighting vehicle many times in my career. As a matter of fact, a Bradley fighting vehicle saved my life in Baghdad in 2005. We went into Sadr City, and my vehicle was hit by seven Chinese-made RPGs. And wow. the reflective armor on the Bradley, which springs off just before an imminent strike by a RPG and diffuses that kinetic energy, that's great technology, and America has amongst the best in the world. As a matter of fact, the Russians have had to kind of get their own version of it, and it's right. a standard now in the world,
right.
that kind of reflexive armor.
Phil, we have
so the Bradleys are no joke, but
yeah.
the battle tanks, that'll be the game changer.
There you go. We have literally just 1 minute before we hit this hard break here, Phil. How's life for you and the people in Kyiv right now? Is there enough food? Is there enough electricity and heat?
Again, touch wood. Yes, so far. Recently, we haven't had any electrical outages for any long period of time. Heating is touch and go. Some places are better with electricity than others, but here in the capital, it has been pretty good. But it's taken a cold snap. There's food. There's things on the shelves. There's support coming in. It is not a dire situation in Kyiv. It's by no means comfortable, but it's not dire. The problem is out in the east and in the smaller towns and villages around the country that don't have the support that the capital gets. And, they're going to need support for a long, long time, because the Russians still continue to try and make just sheer living a difficulty in hope of disheartening the Ukrainian people, something I suspect will not happen.
Yeah, remarkable. Phil Itner, you can follow his video blog over on YouTube at Phil Itner, I-T-T-N-E-R, or Philip.
Philip Itner.
P-H-I-L-I-P-I-T-T-N-E-R. And that's also his Twitter handle. Phil, thanks so much for dropping by today.
Hope to talk to you again soon.
Yeah, me too. Well, we'll check in next week. Thank you very much. We'll be right back. The Republicans are bringing back the smoke-filled rooms in the Capitol.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Seriously, they don't just take money from the fossil fuel industry. They're apparently taking money from the tobacco industry, too. We'll be right back.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581.
Hey friends, Tom Hartman here to tell you about my brand new book. It's called The Tom Hartman Reader. Tom Hartman Reader is unlike any of my other books. It's a collection of my best and most revealing writings that I think you need to know. Tom Hartman Reader covers everything from my fierce commitment to Jeffersonian democracy to my steadfast opposition to the corporatization of America. Also, it more clearly identifies the root cause of so many of our social and environmental ills. The Tom Hartman Reader will give you essential information and explore solutions to questions like, how do we keep our schools from treating children like assembly line products? Why is it that attention deficit disorder is not an affliction? Or what cloudy Germany can teach us about solar energy? And much, much more. Not only will you gain vital substance on a wide range of topics in the book, but the Tom Hartman Reader will inspire you to action. It's time to educate ourselves on the world around us, why it got this way, and the corrective actions we all need to take. The Tom Hartman Reader, available in fine bookstores everywhere and on our website at tomhartman.com. Makes a great gift, too. Inspiration, insight, and action. The Tom Hartman Reader.
One goat can make the difference between nourishment and hunger. One goat can make the difference between poverty and sustained income. In the war-torn areas of southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Find out how you can help. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org. That's goats, F-O-R, theoldgoat.org. Fighting hunger, one goat at a time.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a... goat?
Goats make a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. Goats provide food, milk, and give Sudanese families the safety net to pursue education or set up a small business. They really are the gifts that keep on giving.
So,
do you like it?
Goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
If something's wrong with your computer, you reboot it. You restore it back to where it needs to be. Today, our country is headed down the wrong track, overwhelmed with joblessness, declining wages, and corporations deciding our elections, for starters. This is not the Founding Fathers' vision. It's time we rebooted something bigger than our computers. It's time we rebooted the American dream. We must restore the thriving, prosperous days we once had. And my new book, Rebooting the American Dream, explains exactly what we need to do. Bringing our jobs and manufacturing home, rolling back the Reagan tax cuts, ending corporate personhood, and educating our electorate are part of the simple 11-step plan in rebooting the American dream that we can start today to rebuild our country. Check out Rebooting the American Dream in bookstores everywhere and online at tomhartman.com. We can recover the American dream we lost 30 years ago to Reaganomics and the Reagan-Bush-Clinton-Bush era. We're all in this together. Please check out Rebooting the American Dream by yours truly, Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere and online at tomhartman.com.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. If you choose to believe Google, then all you need to do to surf the internet privately is to turn on incognito mode in your browser. And we're supposed to trust big tech with solutions to our online privacy, right? Well, wrong. It doesn't matter what browser mode you use or how often you clear your browsing history. Your internet service provider, your ISP, can see every single website you've ever visited, and they can even sell your data to advertisers. That's why I've used ExpressVPN for almost a decade now to keep my online data secure and private. They make sure that my ISP and third-party trackers can't see my online activity and location, and they do that by rerouting my connection through a secure, encrypted server. ExpressVPN is also the fastest and most trusted VPN on the market. That's why they're rated the number one VPN by Business Insider.
So protect your online activity today with the VPN that I trust to keep me private. Visit expressvpn.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and you can get an extra 3 months free on a one-year package. That's expressvpn.com/Tom to learn more. Okay, Merrick Garland just held a very brief press conference in which he announced that he is appointing Robert Herr, who was an official in the Trump Justice Department back in the day, a couple of years ago, as a senior official in Donald Trump's Justice Department, as a special counsel. Robert Herr is also a former U.S. attorney in Maryland. This guy's an attorney with a background as a prosecutor. This would be the second time in 2 months that Garland has named a special counsel. In November, he put Jack Smith on the case of Donald Trump, and now he's got Robert Herr on the case of Biden. So, you know, we'll see where this goes and what happens. As the Washington Post notes, from the information revealed publicly so far, there appear to be key differences between the Trump and Biden classified documents cases. In the Trump matter, months of unsatisfied demands for the return of secret documents culminated in a court-approved FBI search. In contrast, Biden and his team returned the materials to the government custody quickly and voluntarily, etc. So, yeah, it's these two things, you know, one of these things is not like the other, I guess it is the old saying. Also, the federal buildings that are under the control of Congress, which would be the congressional office buildings and the Capitol building, are exempt from federal law in many regards. So you've got federal law and you've got D.C. law that makes smoking illegal in public places and in office buildings. But when there's a republic, when Republicans control the House and the Senate, or the in this case, the House and the Capitol, they allow smoking. And when the Democrats control it, they don't allow smoking. So the Capitol was a no smoking zone until this week. And now the cigarettes and the cigars and the pipes are back. Amazing. I mean, literally, the Republicans have brought back smoke-filled rooms. In fact, that's the headline over at Bloomberg News. Republicans bring back smoke-filled rooms on Capitol Hill. And it's amazing. Bill Clinton actually signed an executive order in 1997 restricting smoking in federal government buildings. But then you had John Boehner, who was he smoked so much that when he was replaced by Paul Ryan, Paul Ryan brought in a cleaning crew. They replaced the carpet. They had to wash all the walls, and they put in ozone, air purifiers to get the smoke out. Well, I guess the smoke is back. Wonderful. We'll be back with your calls on the other side of this break.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
How do you think this Biden document thing is going to play out? What are your thoughts on global warming? Your thoughts on Robert Herr, for that matter? We'll pick up your calls right after this.
By now, you know exactly what a medical alert device is. So let's talk about what we offer. What are the best prices for medical alert devices in the country? If you're on a fixed income, call our special medical alert hotline right now. You'll qualify for free equipment and our best price starting at $1 a day. That's it. You could have your loved one or yourself protected by the largest medical emergency response network in the country. If you need a medical alert system for your mom, your dad, you, or another loved one, call right now and start 24/7 protection for about $1 a day. With no setup fees, equipment charges, or long-term contracts. You've seen the rest. Now call Stay Safe now for our best price. 800-307-0603. 800-307-0603. 800-307-0603. That's 800-307-0603.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-880-5013. 800-880-5013.
WAUK 540 AM. Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. Her mother confirmed the death of Lisa Marie Presley following a sudden emergency call. She was a child when her father, the King of Rock and Roll, died. What would Elvis have thought of her own musical career?
I feel that he would have been proud, but I think that he also would have understood sort of the path that I had to lead to find myself.
Lisa Marie Presley was 54. A strong storm blew through central Alabama. Lawrence County Medical Center Chief Dean Griffin.
It blew a major chunk of the roof off. And unfortunately, that's the area where most of our patients are in our patient rooms.
There's now a special counsel looking into government documents of the Obama era found in unsecured places linked to now President Biden. Is the case similar to that of ex-President Trump?
Mar-a-Lago documents. It's over 100 classified documents that were found. And also that there had been representations that there were no such documents.
Legal analyst Lori Levinson. CBS News Brief. I'm Tom Foti.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Governor Tony Evers, Tim Michaels said you had gone, quote, full woke. Dr. Jill Underlie said that somebody who says that has no idea what we're doing in schools to make sure kids feel safe.
We want to make sure all kids feel supported. Tim Michaels, we don't teach CRT in our schools. You got to come to the present century here, Tim, and be cognizant of what actually goes in the schools. My guess is you've never been in a public school in Wisconsin.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
Get it, slip it, cuff it, check it. Talk to doctor now and share it.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it twice a day.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it in the morning and before dinner.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it, and share it with my doctor.
Nearly 1 in 2 U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. It starts with a monitor.
Now that I know my blood pressure numbers, I talked with my doctor. We're getting those numbers down.
Get it, slip it, cuff it, check it. Talk to doctor now and share it.
Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Learn more at manageyourbp.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association. In partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
So much waiting for me. Yeah, I want to go outside. I want to be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Only life had a remote control. You could pause or rewind. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the 1-minute risk test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. We're available on SiriusXM, Free Speech TV, Pacifica, commercial stations nationwide, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, on the Tom Hartman app, and you can even tell your smart speaker to listen to the Tom Hartman program. 34 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. So my thoughts on the appointment of Robert Hur as the special counsel to look into the top... Well, we don't even know the level of classification, classified documents at Biden's house and office, is that this was the right thing to do. That every day that Merrick Garland didn't appoint somebody would be another day that Kevin McCarthy would be on TV ranting about this. And by appointing a special counsel, particularly one who is a former U.S. attorney and was a senior Justice Department official under Bill Barr in the Trump White House, by appointing this guy, what they have done is they've moved the conversation off the table. The Republicans are going to have to figure out something else to get hysterical about. So, yeah, we'll see. At least that's how I think it's going to play out. By the way, I've got a great geeky science for you here, and then I'll pick up your phone calls. There's a new study that was done out of Ohio State University. A fellow by the name of David Craig, who was working on his PhD dissertation, and this was part of his research for his dissertation, was to find out what are the best ways to deal with depression and anxiety that don't involve pharmaceuticals. And he pulled together 122 people living in central Ohio who had all been diagnosed with moderate to severe depression or anxiety. And he separated them into three groups. Two of the groups were assigned different types of psychotherapy. One was a cognitive behavioral therapy. Another was a variation on cognitive behavioral therapy, but basically two kinds of psychotherapy. The third group, and this is where it gets really interesting, the third group was told that they must perform three acts of kindness a day, 2 days a week. In other words, six acts of kindness a week. Now, I remember being in Cub Scouts and Boy Scouts briefly when I was a little kid. And we, you know, I think they did away with this, but there used to be this mandate that you had to do a good deed every day. And the good deed had to be something that helped another person, and most importantly, this is what made it a good deed, helped another person, and the other person didn't know that you were doing it, or didn't know that you were responsible for it, or didn't know that you were going out of your way to help them out. And this is kind of a variation on this. The report about this, an act of kindness was defined as big or small acts that benefit others or make others happy, typically at some cost to you in terms of time or resources, like baking cookies for friends or offering to give a friend a ride or leaving sticky notes for roommates with encouraging words. They did this for 5 weeks. For 5 weeks, the two-thirds of these people were having two different kinds of psychotherapy. One-third was just doing a good deed, six times a week. And when they were all done, what they found is, and I quote, acts of kindness still showed an advantage over both social activities and cognitive reappraisal. The act of kindness cohort also showed more improvements than the cognitive reappraisal group regarding both life satisfaction and symptoms of depression and anxiety. Those Boy Scouts were onto something, eh? I'm assuming the Girl Scouts, same thing. I didn't have any sisters, so I only know about the Boy Scouts. Anyhow, that's our geeky science for the day. Dave in New Brunswick, New Jersey. Hey, Dave, what's on your mind today?
Hey, I'd like to give a shout-out to all the people that think that Milton Friedman was onto something. He devoutly defended capitalism. And, you know, he'd always say that, you know, capitalists would come to their senses. I don't see how they're going to come to their senses when saving the planet. Take cars, for instance. They're 6,000 pounds. They've done research that they could build a car that goes only 45 miles an hour, which is 90% of the car traffic in the U.S., especially in the cities. It would get 100 miles to the gallon. Electric cars.
I used to have one. I had a Honda Insight, and it got 74 miles to the gallon. It was a little two-seater.
So, and they didn't even make them anymore because there wasn't enough demand for them. But it had an all plastic, you know, body. I mean, it was an amazing little car.
But, yeah, and another call I called about lithium and electric cars. Mm-hmm. Do you know there's 1,000 processes to make the car batteries for electric cars, and along that there's a lot of waste, you know, materials that get put off when you buy an electric car.
I'm not surprised. I'm sure that's true of the steel in the car. I'm sure that's true of the paint in the car. You know, we can come up with 1,000 reasons why we shouldn't be making electric cars.
You could make the gas cars that go only 45 miles an hour in the meantime. And
but they're still burning gas.
What's that?
But they're still burning gas.
Yeah, but they say
and they're still supporting a gasoline infrastructure in our country. And
right,
we need to move away from that.
Electric car equivalent is about 100 miles per gallon because it's getting power from a smokestack.
It entirely depends on the source of your electricity. The electricity that I'm using to power my car here comes from the Bonneville Dam. It's 100% from river power.
Which there's H2O, there's algae which creates CO2. Yeah. Anyway, long story short, we could be having massive infrastructure, which is what people 100 years from now, if they're still alive, they're going to be looking at us like we knew about it, that people were talking about it, but we didn't do anything.
Yeah, the real crime is that we had a president of the United States who tried to do something about this 43 years ago. And he got steamrolled by the fossil fuel industry, and they're still trying to do it. Dave, thanks for the call. Jackie in Bellevue, Washington. Hey, Jackie, what's up?
Good morning, Tom. I want to start out with a question, and then if you'll give me a chance to explain where I'm going with it, I would appreciate that a lot.
Okay.
Here's the question for you. Do you think it would benefit our environment, our planet, if CEOs would begin to work together to solve some of the environmental / planetary crisis that we face? Now, today's Seattle Times front page caught my eye. I will tell you, there was an article in there about Starbucks employees will now be required to work in the office. This announcement came from CEO Schultz himself. Now, here's where I'm going with my point, my question. So you see, driving to work means burning more fossil fuel, at least right now until you get to your all-electric thing. So let's just assume that. Mm-hmm. Driving to work will mean burning more fossil fuel. But there's another problem. Young parents today of working class, many of them like to be home because they are able to juggle both taking care of their young children, they're not school age yet, and they find it helps that they can be home and they can work from home. And this is how these young people can match their affordable childcare crisis.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm just really confused why we can't get all CEOs, since they are the personhood. We the people are not, but corporations are. And why can't these corporate CEOs work together to mutually solve and discuss some of the things? And I've pointed out
because that's
areas
not their job
of where it would benefit.
That, I mean, the reason that you don't have CEOs trying to solve the climate crisis is because their job is to maximize profits for their shareholders. And most of them view that as their only job. I mean, you know, and we can go back and talk about Robert Bork and how things changed in the 80s and all that. But that's the bottom line, is that, they don't view that as their job. And in fact, the fossil fuel industry CEOs see their job as speeding up the destruction of our planet, because they've got to find more fossil fuels, you know, burn more fossil fuels, sell more fossil fuels, and do everything they can to stop the competition of fossil fuels, which, you know, of course, is solar and wind and all these other forms of energy. So, the answer to the question is fairly straightforward. It's a tragedy. I'm with you, Jackie. And with regard to Howard Schultz, saying people have to come into work in Starbucks, that's increasingly happening around the country. And, you know, it really depends on the industry, and it depends on the type of work that's being done. But there are times when, you know, it's really just better that people are in the office. They have to collaborate and work together. On the other hand, there are some jobs. One of my brothers is a programmer for the state Supreme Court in Michigan. He does a lot of that from home. I mean, you know, he's a programmer. That's a very different thing from, you know, another one of my brothers who is a printer who's got to show up and print things. So,
we're not talking in Starbucks. They aren't talking about baristas, obviously. They're talking about the corporate people.
That's right.
That they want to have in the office. So that's a little different. My other question was going to be on how it's maybe this a no-brainer that I keep missing. It's like I hear a lot of promotion, electric cars, electric car, electric this and that. It's really exciting times ahead. But I am really a people person, and I'm really talking to everybody from nail technicians to nurses to teachers, the real salt in the earth people. And they keep asking me, well, how am I supposed to afford an electric car? I had to beg for minimum wage, said these
electric
people.
Electric cars are now just as cheap as gasoline cars. The Hyundai Leaf, it's not Hyundai, it's who makes the Leaf? Nissan Leaf, the Chevy Bolt, these are cars that are in the $20,000 to $30,000 or low $30,000 price range. I mean, they're cheaper than most gasoline cars.
What I'm trying to say, Tom, is we have, for instance, in this city, we have a crisis. We have young people who are still in apartments, and they're being asked to leave. They have screwed everything up. Everything is screwed up because of COVID, et cetera, and they can't find any place to go. So we have forced evictions, and that's not going well.
No, it's not, but that's we're literally talking, well, not literally apples and oranges, but it's a whole different thing. Jackie, thank you for the call.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Because we're having a crisis over on the left-hand side doesn't mean that we shouldn't be dealing with a crisis on the right-hand side. We'll be right back. I'm starting the new year just the way I finished it, with one great night's sleep after another, thanks to my Cozy Earth bedding. They are the softest, most comfortable sheets ever. Cozy Earth was founded to help transform lives by offering the softest, most luxurious, and responsibly sourced bedding in the world. And with over 5,000 five-star reviews on their website, they're clearly doing just that. Cozy Earth uses only luxury materials, such as the finest premium viscose made from highly sustainable bamboo. No wonder Cozy Earth is the brand that made Oprah's Favorite Things 5 years in a row. And Cozy Earth bedding, which comes in 6 awesome colors, is super soft, lightweight, and temperature regulating, so you sleep more comfortably year-round. Whether it's their luxury sheets, loungewear, pajamas, or plush bath towels, you'll love shopping at Cozy Earth. Hurry, save 35% on Cozy Earth. So get cozy now. Go to CozyEarth.com, enter my promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, and save 35%. That's CozyEarth.com, promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, CozyEarth.com.
It is one of the most powerful books you'll ever read, full of the wisdom of ancient cultures and the directed hope of modern thinkers. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman. Discover how we're made of sunlight and what this has to do with the impact of fossil fuels on civilization. Read about the coming new ice age and what must be done soon. Understand how ancient cultures valued community and cooperation and what we can learn from them. Get in touch with the secret of enough, the meaning of wealth, and the wealth of security. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight helps us understand and heal our relationship to the world, to each other, and to our natural resources. We have much to learn and even more to remember. Here is your guide, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
The American middle class is on its deathbed. Ordinary folks who put in a solid day's work can no longer afford to buy a house, send their kids to college, or even get sick. If you're not a CEO, you're probably screwed. In his latest book, Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It by Tom Hartman, Air America host Tom Hartman shows how the middle class, a product of democracy that was so carefully put together by our country's founding fathers, has been systematically dismantled over the past quarter century and, under the guise of freeing the market, replaced by an anti-democratic system designed to line the pockets of the super rich and corporations. Hartman shows that it's not too late to return to the America our founders envisioned. Democracy requires a fair playing field. It will survive only if we the people stand up, speak out, and reclaim our democracy. To find out more about Tom's book tour, or to get an audio sneak peek of Screwed, the undeclared war against the middle class and what we can do about it, visit TomHartman.com. Get Screwed by Tom Hartman. Available in all fine bookstores now.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. In my new book, Threshold, The Crisis of Western Culture, I'm looking at the deteriorating state of our planet, where the dynamics of environmental, economic, and population change are boiling over the limits within which society can function. I'll be busting the myths and ideologies of religious fundamentalism, capitalism run amok, male domination and hierarchy, and militarism that are draining our world of its natural and human resources and engendering the suffering of millions for the benefit of a few. Threshold examines cultures that have thrived from the mother city of Caral, Peru to modern Denmark, and targets five areas of policy, national, religious, economic, corporate, and environmental, for specific and immediate reform. Radical in scope and boldness, but simple in its common sense logic, my book Threshold illustrates the mistakes we have made as a culture, as a country, and as individuals, and provides the inspiration and motivation that you're looking for to build a better, more sustainable world for all. It's available in fine bookstores everywhere. Threshold. Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag you're it. Welcome back. 10 minutes before the hour. Alan in Seattle. Hey, Alan, what's on your mind today?
Well, I was just trying to figure out in terms of climate crisis, what the big ledger says, you know, how much of our private and public infrastructure has to be destroyed by the increase in violence in our weather, in our climate, you know, versus having cheap gas. I mean, you know, where do we draw the line? When will, you know, how should we say, Republicans wake up? This is a cost more to buy cheap gas because we're destroying our infrastructure. And, you know, what are you going to do when, say, you know, the dams in on the Colorado can't produce power anymore? How are you going to light up Las Vegas? How are you going to light up Reno?
Yeah, they're awful close to that now, too, by the way. No, this is a real crisis. But the problem is that the GOP is not looking at it in those terms, Alan. They're looking at it in the terms of how much money are we getting from the fossil fuel industry for our campaigns? And what do they want from us in exchange for that?
You can't find
a Republican who agrees that climate change is real. Or occasionally you'll find one who says, "Oh yeah, it is warming up. That's a natural variation of the sun," which is BS.
Right. But if I'm a homeowner, former homeowner in, you know, Fort Myers, Florida, I don't have a home anymore.
That's right. That's right. And sadly, the American media does not put two and two together. They are not mentioning climate change anywhere near enough when they're covering all these disasters, because a real significant majority of these disasters now are being amplified by climate change. Alan, excellent point. Thank you for the call. Ann in Westchester, New York. Hey, Ann, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Thank you. It's a pleasure to talk to you. As far as that last caller, I heard Katie Porter on the on TV this morning, and that's one of her big things in her upcoming Senate campaign is climate change. But
yeah, did you see Elizabeth Warren endorsed her?
Oh no, I didn't.
That's a big deal.
But I adore her. I'm sure I'll contribute to her campaign. I'm just calling about the papers they found, Joe Biden's papers that were mixed in with his son's funeral papers, and that really struck me because as someone who has, I haven't lost any children, but I've had serious loss in my family, and I know how hard it is to move forward. And even during COVID, I was suffering PTSD because my father, who had been in a hospital for 4 months on a trach, ended up dying in my arms. But he was always surrounded by family, and I could barely watch TV seeing all those people die alone. So I'm a very organized person usually, but I'm still coming across piles of paper that I never got to during COVID. And for all we know, Joe Biden could have been looking at things dealing with burn pits, you know, which is why he was his son's funeral things. He's such an ethical man that, you know, I'm just sure this was an oversight.
My guess is that if those, I didn't know that they were tied in with documents from his son's funeral, but during that period of time, probably they were coming to his home to brief him if he was dealing with his son's funeral. He probably wasn't in the office as vice president, so the briefers were coming and saying, you know, here's your briefing for the day, and leaving papers behind, and that's the stuff that got left in there. I mean, I'm just guessing, but it makes sense.
I just can't think that there was anything nefarious in it. But I do hope that this all blows over. But one other thing, I haven't been able to call for weeks because I'm usually working during this time. I've been wanting to call since you were talking about what would happen with Trump if he were to be indicted. Months ago, a friend of mine who's an intuitionist sat at my table months before the election saying that the Democrats, don't worry, they were going to do much better than expected, forget the polls, but also that Trump was not going to be in jail, that he was going to end up in Saudi Arabia. So, and this was before we heard about that. Isn't he looking to build a big hotel in Saudi Arabia?
Aside from
what his son-in-law got.
Yeah, I think it's the UAE, but yes, he's getting apparently hundreds of millions of dollars, perhaps even billions, I don't know, but certainly hundreds of millions of dollars in licensing fees to participate in some sort of giant hotel in that region. Yeah.
I mean, she has predicted several of the last few elections. So I'm holding on tight. She also said there's going to be other changes within the GOP, within the House.
Yeah.
So we have to wait and see. Keep our fingers crossed.
There you go.
But anyway, thanks, Tom. I learn so much from you every day, and I keep telling others about your show.
Well, thank you, Ann. Thank you very much, and thanks for the call. Rob in Mesa, Arizona. Hey, Rob, what's up?
Hey, as far as the last caller goes about the corporations getting together, she's got to remember that dividends, which are the profits that corporations give out to their shareholders, have no conscience.
Right.
I would say they basically don't have any conscience to country people or whatever. It's just all about making money.
Yep.
and as far as the electric car thing goes, it's going to take a manufacturer to come out with an electric Yugo, basically. You know, some electric car.
We're getting close. I mean, the Bolt is cheap. The Leaf is cheap. I mean, there's a bunch of cheap electric cars out there.
Well, I'm talking more like a street legal golf cart.
Something
that's going to be really cheap.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
They're not going to be concerned about miles and all that sort of
thing. There you go.
But anyways, the main reason why I called was with all this classified document stuff coming up, it appears that the public library seems to be keeping track of a book you check out better than the National Archive.
Well, the problem is it has to get into the library. That book has to, pardon my interrupting, but we're going to hit a break here in a second.
Yeah.
That book has to get into the library before it gets checked out. And we're talking about documents that never made their way into the National Archives, apparently. That Trump had, the archives knew about, and they asked for it back. The stuff that Biden had, the archives didn't know about, and that's what makes me think that these are old briefing papers from when he was vice president that got left behind when the briefers came to his home on those occasions when he wasn't working from his office. And the fact that some of them seem to be tied in with his son's funeral just kind of amplifies that belief on my part. But who knows? I when I lived in D.C., I got I went through the whole process of getting licensed is the wrong word, but getting into the archives. It's an amazing process. Rob, I got to run.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Vet bills piling up? Temporary prescriptions not cutting it? When your pet has an unscratchable itch, dull coat, or fur loss, you do everything you can to help. But the truth is, these issues start with their food. Sometimes pets just need a little something to balance out their bowl. Dinobite nutritional supplements add essential nutrients to mealtime to support a healthy digestive tract, skin and coat, and immune system. Because when your pet is their healthiest self, they're also their happiest self.
We were at a loss until we tried Dinovite. After just a few weeks, Maggie stopped all the itching and shedding. She had a healthy, shiny coat. Just a huge relief for all of us, but especially Maggie.
Try it before you buy it. Go to Dinovite.com to get your 15-day free trial.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dinovite.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
I love this song.
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the ad.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.